This Thursday, the plaintiffs in the pepper spray trial ongoing in federal court in San Francisco had a chance to introduce for the first time a police expert to bolster their claims against the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department and the Eureka Police Department. The witness was former police chief Anthony Boza, and he was questioned by Dennis Cunningham, who characterized him as a great witness. He said he was very dynamic, very persuasive, and very authoritative.
He has huge experience and also a great commitment to the issues that are involved in all kind of police work. You know, he's done all kind of testifying and consulting and whatnot, and he was, you know, a police chief for years.
So what was the bottom line in his take on this kind of situation?
He says that there was no excuse for using the force. The justification that's offered is totally insufficient. He says you just can't do that, essentially, is what he said, because there's no need for it. There's no exigency. There's no pressure on the police from any aspect of the situation, which makes the recourse to force justifiable under the Fourth Amendment.
Now, this, of course, the fact that you had Anthony Boza on is the first in this series of trials about the pepper spray. It was new for your side. Obviously, it was also new for the defendants. How do you think they did in their cross-examination of Mr. Boza?
Well, I think they felt a little bit stuck because they had worked very hard to try to bar him on the grounds that he doesn't know that much about pepper spray in particular. You know, he says he's not a chemist, but and there were some things that he said in the deposition that they that they kind of caviled with him about, but I didn't really think they laid a glove on him, Estelle, to tell you the truth. And we didn't redirect him at all. I mean, we're trying to save time, but we also felt like it was fine to just leave it the way it was.
As we've told you all along, this is the third time these plaintiffs have brought these charges against the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department and the Eureka Police Department. And in a way, it might have seemed like they were going over old ground and rehashing things, but things are getting quite exciting this third time around. In fact, getting to sound a little bit more like Perry Mason every day. Plaintiffs' attorneys have now subpoenaed Republican Congressman Dan Longren as a surprise witness to testify regarding his opinion of the Q-tip swabbing. At the time that the incidents occurred in 1997, Longren was the Attorney General in California, and that's why he comes into the picture. Dennis Cunningham explains.
Among the voluminous documents which surfaced in this case, there was a letter that Dan Longren wrote shortly after these events to Senator Thompson, I think he was a senator, wasn't he, Mike Thompson?
He was a state senator at the time. He's now a congressman.
Yes, and he apparently had written to Longren and inquiring about the use of pepper spray in this way, and Longren wrote back a letter where he very emphatically explained that he'd never heard of it and it wasn't really consistent with law enforcement practice in the state of California and da-da-da. I mean, really strong medicine for us. But it's barred out, not least because it's hearsay. And that when we tried to introduce it at some point a couple of days ago when we thought that the defendants had opened the door by invoking POST, you know, the Police Officer Standards and Training Commission, which he's the Attorney General is an ex officio member of that, and claiming that POST approves this practice, which we don't agree that they even do, but they've relied on that. And so we felt that the door was open, and she said, no, at least on hearsay grounds, you can't bring the letter anyway, but if you had Lundgren, it might be different. So, you know, just on that little sketchy thing, we thought we'd subpoena him and see where it would go, because we'd sure like to have the jury understand that this letter was written and what it said.
The letter dated November 17, 1997, says in part that the direct swabbing is, quote, not accepted police community standards. It also says that a review found the direct swabbing and close-range spraying, quote, in conflict with post-training and, quote, neither supported nor directly addressed by training. So what are the chances that the author of this letter, Congressman Dan Lundgren, will take the stand in the pepper spray trial?
I think they're probably slim and none. We've been contacted by the Attorney General's office, and they're demanding that we withdraw the subpoena, which, of course, we won't do, but they're going to try and set up an ex-party hearing. Now they're talking about having it in Sacramento, which I can't very much understand. I think they'd have to have it in front of Judge Ilston, because she's the one that knows the basis. But they're going to try and quash it one way or the other. And they're a little bit, I suppose, up in arms about it. I don't know.
Why would the Attorney General, the present Attorney General, not want to see Congressman Lundgren on there? What would be his basis for not allowing you to serve the subpoena? Or you have actually served it already anyway.
Yeah, it's served. And he's, the Attorney General's office wants to quash it. Exactly why they're the ones to represent the congressman is not yet clear to me. That's one of the questions we're working on today now in response to all this. But assuming there's some kind of statutory basis for their representation, then they would just be doing it because that's what he wants.
And that was Dennis Cunningham, one of the attorneys on the plaintiff's team in the pepper spray case in federal court in San Francisco. Now, unless Congressman Lundgren shows up to actually take the stand, this Thursday marked the end of the plaintiff's presentation. They rested their case, barring Mr. Lundgren showing up. And beginning this coming Monday, the defendants will put on their case, which will pretty much reflect what they've done before. But again, of course, we will be hearing from their police expert, and it will be then up to the jury to balance what both presentations have given to them.